Hey friends, this is Peter, and I'm so excited to be launching The Growth Year, a limited 12-episode podcast that takes just minutes of your day. Today, we'll talk about why you should always try something new, and to do it terribly. Ready? Let's go. As a self-professed multi-hyphenate, and if you've been listening to the last few episodes, I love doing a lot of things. And I really do believe that it was these communities and these creative circles that really supported me in my growth year. Trying something new allows us to tap into the growth mindset that abilities aren't fixed or unchangeable. We just need to allow ourselves the room to learn anew. Doing it terribly gives us permission to fail, to relieve the pressure of mastering a skill, and that in the broader context of life, we all kind of suck at things when we try it for the first time. And that's okay. I remember my first ballet class at 17, my first acting class just last fall, and other areas where I tried something new. And I was not good. The outcome? I started bridging new pathways in my brain, breaking patterns of conventional thinking. I found new ways to creatively problem solve, and I really had to learn to remove the preciousness out of perfection and an end product. Further down in life, as you start working, when you spend the bulk of your life in a high-stakes workplace, whether it's going from a rehearsal to a premiere, an MVP to a full release, where process equals product, it has the pressure of perfection and leaves minimal room for setbacks. Trying something outside our realm of comfort gives us the ability to gain new perspectives beyond the 9-to-5. It may also reveal new untapped interests and talents we didn't know we had, awakening the dormant creative side of our brain that has been suppressed for far too long. It reminds us that, like many things in life, it's not that serious. We can have fun and find joy in simply doing. When we approach things with a beginner mindset, allowing us to really come from a place of imperfection, it allows room for discovery and to a degree to become a kid again. These outlets are low stakes and there isn't an expectation to become the next savant. So if you're starting from scratch, here are four suggestions of creative ways to try something new that also involves tangibility. It also leaves room for a bit of experimentation. Number one, learning to cook. As a self-professed home chef, and definitely not a baker, cooking gets our hands involved in the making, the doing. It differs from baking because there is a margin of error that's entirely okay. The recipe merely acts as a guide. Number two, a drawing or painting class. The tangible factor of picking up a pencil, a piece of charcoal, pastels, or a brush brings us back to our creative, childlike self. Artistic arenas give us space to get messy, literally, make mistakes, and in a medium where art is inherently subjective, there is no scorecard. Number three, I love this one, taking a dance workshop or class, specifically choreography. Learning a series of steps that are repeatable, ideally to music, connects parts of the brain involved in problem solving and sequencing. It also taps into aligning mental cognition directly in our physical body. Number four, trying an acting or improv class. Acting gives us a structure, a scene, a script to who, what, where, why, and when to work from, while also integrating spontaneity and a variety of character traits tied to real human emotion. Improv, on the other hand, can be totally unscripted and encourages out-of-the-box thinking and having fun, discarding any need for a final product because it lives in the moment. All of these creative outlets also provide one thing that stands alone from, say, taking a walk, going on a hike, or relaxing on a beach. It provides just enough of a skill challenge to form new neural pathways, allowing us room to grow, while also giving us space to fail. To basically be totally fine with doing it terribly. Thanks for tuning into The Growth Year. The information shared on this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute professional, legal, or financial advice. We encourage you to consult a qualified professional before making decisions related to your career, business, or personal development. All views expressed are those of the hosts and the guests and do not reflect any official position of their employers, past, present, or future, or organization. By listening, you agree not to hold the host or guest liable for any decisions you make based on what you hear. See you next time.